Today is Wednesday, November 13th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Indian Pudding Day. And that's it. Let's see what it says. National Indian Pudding Day recognizes a cold weather classic. In the 17th century, English colonists brought hasty pudding to North America, transforming it. Although they initially made the pudding with wheat, due to a shortage of grain, the colonists eventually used cornmeal. Since the colonists had learned to cultivate maize from the indigenous peoples, the crop was readily available. The colonists derived the name for Indian pudding from their name for cornmeal, Indian meal. They also replaced the water with milk, and of course the ad came up. For added flavor, cooks either added molasses or maple syrup. Other ingredients they added included cinnamon, ground ginger, butter, eggs, raisins, and nuts. They then slowly baked the pudding for several hours. Baking transforms the pudding's texture from the original porridge-like quality of hasty pudding to a much smoother consistency, which is more typical of custard. So I guess it's like a custard-type dessert? That's weird. I have not heard of that. And the picture they have is not... The picture they have is also not... I don't know. It looks... I can't really describe it. It almost looks like panna cotta. At least the top of it looks white like panna cotta. And then there are some kind of ingredients sitting on top, like raisins, and it looks like cashews or something, but I'm not really sure. Anyway, I have not heard of it other than maybe I've also read this same thing on another year, because I have not, you know, the days stay the same every year, right? But it's always good for us to learn something. All right, we have some contact, so let's see if we can play that. So first of all, I get this long, I get a email from Brian. He says, Adam, in Apple's iOS world, the Messages app automatically sends SMS text messages to numbers not associated with an iOS account. If the number is associated with an iOS account, the message gets sent as an iMessage and not an SMS text. Because your 9393 number is associated with your iOS account, when other iOS users text you, Apple says, oh, look, the number has an iOS account, so I'll send this as an iMessage and save our user a text charge from their carrier. Back before unlimited texting was a common thing, this was a big perk to Apple iOS users. iOS users don't have a separate app to distinguish between iMessage and regular text messages. An iOS user knows the person he's texting in another iOS user because the message appears in blue. If an iOS user texts a number that is not associated with an iOS account, the message appears in green. So we can see the difference. See the attached screenshot. My message to you appears in blue, so that's why I sent, or that's why I went to your iOS iPad and not as an SMS text to your phone. We don't have an app choice how our messages are sent unless the iMessage in blue fails to send. Then we have a choice to resend as SMS green or try again as iMessage blue. iOS 18 has made some changes last month about this, and I'm uncertain exactly how it works. You can see the message field, text message plus SMS, in the screenshot. I sent you a test text moments ago. Did it show up on your phone and in iMessages on your iPad? Also, did you add my phone number? I will. I haven't yet. So here's the thing, and sorry, dear listeners, for doing text troubleshooting, but that phone number is not associated with my iOS account. I will look But that is not my personal phone number. That is my geeky gay phone number. And I do not have an iPhone. Never have I had an iPhone. And I did not associate that to anything, as far as I can remember. My email address I use for my Apple account. So that Gmail address that I give, I do use for my Apple account, but not the phone number. Well, I'll look, but I don't think. Anyway, you sent me a text message. So it's interesting. I did get a message from you. Let me make sure. I don't want to say your phone number out loud. I'm just making sure. Yeah. So I did get a text message from you. It says, testing, did you get this as a text message and not just as an iMessage? So I got that as a text message. My iPad is downstairs. I am not prepared, but there is a messages app on the computer. And I did not get anything in iMessage. So that worked. I did not get anything in iMessage for that one. The message that you showed in the screenshot, though, was a much longer one. It says, I thought I'd send a text and mention that if you're interested, you can change its voice to a male voice. Oh, that's the one that I read yesterday. Okay. So we're good. I will check and make sure that phone number is not associated, because it shouldn't be. It's not a personal phone number. You'll never get me. I won't text you back. It's a developer phone number that you put in. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I also got another email from Brian, and it says, hey, Adam, I forgot to mention in my earlier email that if you're logged into your Apple account on your Mac, the Messages app on the Mac will be much more convenient place for you to look to check. Oh, I just figured that out myself. For messages, rather than digging out your iPad, it's the same on either device as long as they're both logged into the same Apple account. Since I have an iPhone, the Mac Messages app will also let me create and send texts or iMessages if the recipient is an iOS user from my Mac. I find it very convenient when I want to use a real keyboard instead of a phone keyboard. Plus, I think it's way cool that my Mac can send a message through my phone. It sends SMS text to non-Apple phone numbers and iMessages to Apple phone numbers. This doesn't have to be podcast stuff. I doubt many people would find it very... Brian, haven't you learned? Everything is podcast stuff. But anyway, thank you. And like I said, I will check. But as far as I know, that phone number is not associated. So I have no idea. I have no idea. But regardless, the most recent text did go to the correct number. I got it. Like it went to the phone, to the emails, the text message spreadsheet that I have, which is good. All right. So we have a voicemail. Let's go ahead and play this.
Adam, it's Scotty Aussie Butler. And I'm
Scotty.
Just listening to Geeky Gay episode 1510 when you're saying how now that you're old, 47,
46,
after a relaxing cruise holiday where you do nothing but sit around, eat at the buffet, sleep, read books, and relax, that you need a few days to recover afterwards. I don't know. I can't say I'm that way, and I'm like 54 going on 55 any day now. But I do remember in the good old days when I was young, 28, 29, 30, I would come back to Australia for a holiday because I was living and working in the UK. And when I came back to London, because I was temping, so I didn't get paid holidays, I know, right? Almost like being an American. I would land after a 19 to 21 hour flight, you know, stop over in Singapore to change planes. But yeah, anywhere from 19 to 21, 22, 23 hours on the plane. I would land at Heathrow at 5:30 or 6:30 in the morning. I would get the tube home, I would have a shower, I would get dressed, and I would go to work.
Oh my God, no.
And start work at like 9.
No, no.
Because I was a temp, so if I didn't Never. Work, I didn't get paid.
I couldn't.
Yeah, those were the days.
Totally could
I
not.
I don't think I could do that now.
No.
Anyway, luckily I get paid for my holidays, so I don't have to worry. Okay, this is Scotty, your Aussie butler, and I'm currently standing outside Krispy Kreme donuts because today they're giving away free donuts.
Of course you are.
It's 6:58 a.m. and they open in 2 minutes.
Well, thanks for the call, Scotty. We do not. See, that's the thing. When we go on vacation, we do not lay around. We pack our days to the gills. And we end up going to bed late and getting up early. And then we do, and it's nobody's fault but our own. And it doesn't bother Mark, but it is starting to catch up with me. And we book excursions for the full time that the ship is in port. And we go and we're walking miles and miles and miles. And we're in the hot sun a lot of times, or whatever the case may be. And then we come back and to the ship, and then we go to dinner, and then we go to a show, and then we go to a game and trivia and whatever. And then we finally get back in our room, maybe 10 or 11 o'clock. And I know some people are even partying until midnight, 1, 2, 3 in the morning. We don't do that because I'm not a partier in general. But then we get up the next morning at 6 or 7 o'clock, go to the gym, and then repeat. Go, you know, get off the ship, go to whatever. So it's not just laying around reading a book, etc. But okay, maybe you're in better shape than me at your age. I don't know. Could be. All right, we do have some more contact. Why don't we just make today, we'll just round out today with some contact. So Blaze in Wisconsin says, hey, my idea for a React project for you, a restaurant of the week app. Tell me more, Blaze. What would be the requirements for that app? I mean, I know we do a restaurant of the week, but would it be where we would just almost like a blog, though, right? Where people would just go and they would see the restaurant of the weeks that Mark and I had gone to in our review or something like that? Or what exactly? We thought about doing that, but there are not necessarily an app, but like, or are you talking about an app where people could choose a restaurant every week and then somehow get a log of all the various restaurants that they've been to? That might be a little bit better. I have to think about that. I'm still early days in learning this React stuff, but I'll keep that in mind. Thanks. And then lastly, Gary in Portland. I figured we'd hear from Gary because I mentioned him. Gary says, oh, what happened here? Gary says, I love Chewy's. I think it started in Austin. It was there in the 1980s. See, I thought Chewy's started somewhere in Texas. I was pretty sure. But regardless, I like Chewy's. We have it occasionally. We have two around here. We have one. They're both around 20 minutes away from our house, but one is north of us and one is south of us. So we ended up going to the one in Fayetteville, which is the college town and is south of us. All right, well, I will go ahead and end there. Some good contact today. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393, not iMessage. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.